I added one more podcast to the giant podcast bin. Now you have plucked that podcast out and started listening.
I took my microphone and found some human folk. Then I recorded all the noises while we spoke.
My name is Adam Buxton, I'm a man.
I want you to enjoy this, that's the plan.
Howdy, Adam Buxton here. Welcome to podcast number two. Oh, it's a beautiful day, beautiful September 2015 day, and I'm out walking Rosie once again. And first of all, I would just like to say thank you so much to everybody who downloaded and commented on podcast number one with Louis Theroux last week. I was genuinely touched and surprised by the response to the podcast, and that's a rare thing these days. I mean, you can't just go around randomly touching and surprising people, can you? It'll get you in all sorts of hot water. But genuinely, I was delighted, I have to be honest. Slightly different kettle of cod this week. I know a lot of you are hoping very much that I'm going to fill the podcast with stuff about David Cameron and pigs. But, you know, I didn't really have anything on the day, even. This is as close as I got to contributing. This is a tweet that I didn't send. All these people referring to Boris Johnson as a dead pig are going a bit far, I think. Yeah. Just the one appearance on Have I Got News For You for Dr. Buckles, and mysteriously never been asked back. But this week I am talking to the pop artist Leanne Le Havas, currently aged 26, although she was 24 when I recorded this conversation with her last year. So she's aged 2 years in 1 year. I don't understand how that works. Maybe that's just life in the fast lane. Anyway, Leanne facts. She was born Leanne Charlotte Barnes to a male Greek man and a woman from... Did You Make Her? That's how I pronounce the name of that country. Some people say Jamaica, but Did You Make Her is the proper pronunciation, of course, like the joke. My wife went to the West Indies. Did you make her? No, what are you talking about? Of course I didn't. That would be grotesque. I don't force my wife to do anything. She's her own person. Anyway, why would I force her to go to the West Indies? It's an amazing part of the world. She'd be delighted to go there. Jesus Christ. You know that joke? Anyway, she is a charming person. And as you'll hear in this conversation, she actually introduced herself to me. I guess she used to watch the Adam and Joe show back in the day on Channel 4, and she used to listen to the Six Music show. I didn't know who she was, though. And after we'd spoken about music and her music and everything, I looked up some of her stuff online. Here's a track called Forget, which was one of the first things that I came across, which I mention later on.
To pack away every verse and every rhyme, forget all the words that let you ring my horn.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.